Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Howdy, BTN listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Woo! Got through Monday. Hallelujah. Now let's see if we can do the same for Tuesday. It is the 27th of September, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Here's a topic I thought we'd never ever start with on the news show. Plex. Yes, those fine folks over at Plex have come a long way, and I have to say this one is very interesting. Say goodbye to that home media server. Yeah, that you're a network attached storage, that NAS you have. You don't need it anymore for all your media. You can stick all that crap on Amazon Cloud now. Yes, Plex announced yesterday its new premium feature designed to help anyone who's tried of maintaining a physical Plex media server at home. And yes, it can be daunting sometimes. Now you just throw all that crap up in the cloud, or at least the Amazon cloud for now. Plex is saying that this gives you the freedom of not having to run a network attached storage 24/7. Now all of it just lives in the sky. Now mind you, right now Plex cloud is currently in beta, so expect a few bugs, actually quite a few bugs from what we've been hearing. But if you want to try it out, it's open to everybody. Just go to Plex's website and sign up for Plex cloud. Now I know what you're thinking, are they going to support other cloud services, you know, like Dropbox or something like that? Plex is insane right now, but I have a feeling in the future, look for that to come. Well, everybody, that Chromecast you bought last year, it's about to be obsolete.
Again.
At least this time, though, it might be worth the upgrade, because Google is planning a 4K Chromecast. Although, you may not even know it was a Chromecast, because it looks like that Chromecast logo might be thin bye-bye to say G on the side. Of course, this is all part of their gadget announcements that'll be coming up on October 4th. And from what we're hearing over at Android Police, that next Chromecast will actually be called Chromecast Ultra. Which, you know what that means. The Chromecast you have right now, then you can get this one if you want more resolution, meaning they won't ditch the other one quite yet. Don't look for it to be the same price, however, though. We're hearing rumors right now of $69. Yeah, so not expensive, but not cheap as what we were used to getting either. As for the performance, how it will be for 4K Chromecasting, yeah, we're gonna have to wait till October 4th to find that out. Rumors upon rumors of Nintendo's NX console keep coming about, but now we've got kind of a solid one coming from the UK, eh? This isn't official. Nintendo's not saying this. And from what we've heard before, the NX is supposed to be arriving in March of 2017. But not according to Tesco's website. They have a release date of December 31st of this year. And they have the price already posted up there at £349. However, though, you had to be quick on that because the price right now has been removed. There also wasn't any accompanying image showing you what the console looked like, so take this with a pinch of salt. My gut feeling, it was probably just a mistake on Tesco's part, maybe for pre-ordering. Because you'd have to think that Nintendo would want to hit the Christmas market, not the New Year's market. iTunes fans, get ready for, well, at least possibly, a new offering from Apple. TechCrunch is actually the one that spotted this. It's called Spoken Editions. Well, apparently what it's going to be is like a podcast. In other words, it's going to pull down the news from other sources, you know, say like Wired or Forbes, Time Magazine, these kind of things, and read them to you. Now, apparently all of this was put up by Apple and then taken down very swiftly, but not before TechCrunch saw what was going on. And after they're doing a little poking around, they found that it was actually powered by Spoken Layer. That's a service that creates and distributes audio versions of the written word. As for when we're going to be seeing these spoken word podcast thingies, possibly by the end of October. And finally, we go to the realms of space, and finally today, and we're talking about Pluto. You know, we always put down Pluto so much. Poor little Pluto. Well, Pluto's fighting back today, because it seems that Pluto just might have a 60-mile-deep liquid water ocean. How about that? Now, in an earlier study of Pluto, scientists showed that its core could be warm enough to actually support a liquid water ocean. Mind you, a tiny one. But now, little old Pluto said, tiny my butt. And they're saying that this massive ocean was actually caused by an impact with a massive asteroid. Of course, what else? It's space. In fact, one of the scientists over there at Brown University said that it is pretty amazing to me that you have this body so far out in our solar system that actually has liquid water. Yes, Mr. Scientist, it is pretty amazing. After the whole scientific community wrote off Pluto and said, you're not a planet anymore. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The official BTN website, BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for all things that are just so techy and gooey and googly. I don't even know what that means, but you got to get on over there and check it out because it's fun had for all. Also, don't forget to like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Heck, if you want to, you can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, there's always our BTN community for laughs had for all. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning for your Wednesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, all scientists out there, it's best you start writing an apology letter to Pluto. I think he deserves it. Anyways, thank you very much for listening.